Economizers, how they save money and why they fail. An economizer brings in cool outdoor air for free cooling when conditions allow, cutting compressor runtime. How the control logic decides, and the failures that make economizers the most neglected part of an RTU. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base. What it is, an economizer is a damper system on a rooftop unit that brings in outdoor air to cool the building when the outdoor air is cool and dry enough to do the job, instead of running the compressors. It's free cooling. You're cooling with a fan and a damper instead of mechanical refrigeration. On the right day, it can carry the whole cooling load with the compressors off, which is real money on a commercial electric bill. It's also, hands down, the most neglected and misunderstood component on an RTU. Economizers fail constantly and quietly, and a stuck one wastes far more than it ever saved. How it works? The economizer has two main dampers that move together in opposition, an outdoor air damper and a return air damper, driven by an actuator. When free cooling is available, the outdoor damper opens and the return damper closes proportionally, so the unit pulls in cool outdoor air and mixes it down to the right supply temperature. A barometric relief damper or power exhaust dumps an equal amount of building air, so the building doesn't overpressurize. The brain is the economizer control, which decides whether outdoor air is good enough to use. That decision is the changeover. Dry bulb changeover uses outdoor temperature only. If outdoor air is below a set point, free cooling is allowed. Simple and cheap, but it ignores humidity. It can let in cool but humid air that has latent load. Enthalpy changeover uses outdoor total heat content temperature plus humidity, which is smarter, especially in humid climates, because it won't bring in muggy air just because it's cool. When the controller says outdoor air is suitable and there's a cooling call, it modulates the dampers to hold a target mixed air temperature, commonly around 55 degrees, adding mechanical cooling only if the economizer can't carry the load alone. When outdoor air isn't suitable, the dampers go to minimum position, just enough fresh air for ventilation, and the compressors do the cooling. In the field, minimum position. Even when not free cooling, the outdoor damper holds a small minimum opening to meet the building's ventilation/fresh air requirement. That minimum is set during commissioning. Free cooling mode, dampers modulate to hold the mixed air target. Compressors stay off or supplement. Mechanical cooling mode, outdoor air not suitable to dampers to minimum, compressors run. Checking it, drive the actuator through its range. Many controllers have a checkout/test mode. Confirm the dampers actually move full stroke and the linkage isn't broken. Verify the sensors read sanely, and confirm the changeover behaves at the set point. Normal values and targets. Mixed air set point, commonly around 50 to 55 degrees target for the blended supply when economizing. Verify the unit/design. Dry bulb changeover set point, often set somewhere around the high 50s to mid 60s degrees outdoor, depending on the controller and climate. It's a setting, not a universal number. Minimum outdoor air position, set to the building's required ventilation rate at commissioning. Too high wastes energy heating/cooling excess outdoor air. Too low starves ventilation. Enthalpy changeover is preferred in humid climate, so cool but humid air doesn't get pulled in. These are typical set points, always commissioned to the specific unit and the building's ventilation design. Common faults and what they mean. Stuck open in cold weather. The #1 economizer failure. Seized actuator, broken linkage, or failed control leaves the outdoor damper open in winter, flooding the unit with cold air, freezes coils, overworks the heat, drives huge energy waste, and triggers won't heat/freezing up complaints. Always suspect the economizer on a winter RTU comfort call. Stuck closed/minimum, unit never economizes, so you pay to run compressors on mild days when free cooling was available. Quiet money leak, nobody notices because it still cools, just expensively. Failed actuator, dampers don't move or don't move full stroke. Common from age, weather, and roof exposure. Bad or drifted sensor, outdoor/enthalpy or mixed air sensor reads wrong, so the changeover decision is wrong, economizing when it shouldn't or vice versa. Broken/disconnected linkage, actuator turns but dampers don't follow. Barometric relief stuck or blocked, building overpressurizes when economizing. Doors hard to open, whistling. Tech tips and gotchas. Check the economizer on every RTU PM. It's the component most likely to be silently broken, and the failures cost the customer real money in both directions. Drive it full stroke and watch the dampers. A winter no heat or freezing up complaint on an RTU. Look at the economizer first. Suck open outdoor dampers in cold weather are a classic, and the symptom mimics other problems. Verify the sensors, not just the dampers. An economizer with perfect mechanics and a drifted sensor makes the wrong call all season. Enthalpy beats dry bulb in humid climates. If a dry bulb economizer is bringing in muggy air and hurting comfort, that's the control type, not a malfunction. Note it. Don't disable a broken economizer and walk away. Some techs strap the damper shut to fix it. That kills the free cooling the customer paid for. Repair it. Safety/code notes. Economizers tie into ventilation/fresh air requirements minimum outdoor air per the applicable mechanical code. For example, the mechanical code ventilation provisions. Disabling or wrongly setting minimum position can put the building out of compliance and starve occupants of fresh air. A stuck open economizer freezing a coil can lead to liquid floodback and compressor damage. Address it. Don't just clear the ice. Verify building pressure relief works so the space doesn't over or under pressurize, which affects exhaust systems and combustion appliances elsewhere in the building.